And you're listening to 104.9 WFIW, also online at WFIWradio.com. It's time for a Little League Baseball here. This is from the Western Wayne Little League Association over there at Wayne City. It'll be softball action between Greenwalt & Sons versus Draper Insurance. Want to mention our sponsorships, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwalt Construction, Hustleton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwalt Farms, Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neil's Truck Parts Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City, Reed Farms of Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beggs Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwalt. Let's go over to the ball diamond with Mark Turner.
Thank you, Derek, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Wayne City Park, right behind the high school here. It's time for Western Wayne Little League softball action this evening. Our broadcast features Greenwalt & Sons and Draper Insurance. Our broadcast brought to you this year by Citizens National Bank in Mount Airy, Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, Greenwalt Construction, Hustleton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwalt Farms, Little Red Barn, where I had dinner tonight, the Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms, Pioneer Seed Sales, Vex Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwalt. This is one of five broadcasts this year as part of Little League Week on WFIW 104.9, WFIWradio.com. Got action tomorrow night as well from Fairfield. It's Minors League action in the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. It'll be Premier Construction and Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm as we wrap up our Little League Week coverage here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We were getting set for the start of this one between Draper Insurance and Greenwalt & Sons. Both teams actually warming up here. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and the first pitch after this on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
It's time for Little League action on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwalt Construction, Hustleton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwalt Farms, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwalt's.
Welcome back to Wayne City. I'm Mark Turner. It's Western Wayne Little League action this evening. Softball action between Greenwalt & Sons and Draper Insurance. Greenwalt & Sons going to lead things off here. They are the visiting team. Josie Greenwalt will lead things off. Kaylee Loper bats second. Paige Greenwalt is the third place hitter. Kelby Wood bats fourth. Lexi Sandy bats fifth. Alexis Johnson in the number six spot. Brianna Smith, number seven. Elena White at number eight. Claire Stitch bats ninth. Jalen Harris is 10th batter. And Emma Lewis is the number 11 hitter. And actually, I was a little bit mistaken. Draper Insurance going to lead things off here. There's starting lineup. Kenzie Seidel bats first. Emily Smith, second. Emma Forrestall bats third. Addison Seidel, fourth. Chloe King bats fifth. Anna Fry, sixth. Cheyenne Allen bats seventh. Kenna Osselman bats eighth. J.C. Smith, ninth. And the number 10 hitter is going to be Bailey Austin. Looks like Greenwalt & Sons is warming up here, and we are just about set for action here. Continuing Little League Week coverage for you on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Action tomorrow night from Fairfield. It's our final Little League Week action as Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm takes on Premier Construction. It's a minors league game from the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. We are just about set for action here. Greenwalt & Sons completing their warm-up tosses. So we get set for this one. On the mound for Greenwalt & Sons is going to be Paige Greenwald. Catching is going to be Kelby Wood. Across the infield is Josie Greenwald at third base. The second baseman, Kaylee Locher. First baseman is going to be Lexi Sandy. The shortstop, Alexis Johnson. Outfielders are Breanne Smith, Elena White, Kylie Stitch, Jalen Harris, and Emma Lewis for Greenwald and Sons. We are just about set for action here. We're listening to Little League Baseball action. Leading off for Draper Insurance is going to be Kenzie Seidel. We are set for action. Seidel, a right-handed batter. Leading things off for Draper Insurance here. Greenwald is set for the first pitch of the evening. Pitch is on the way. That is taken low on the inside for ball one. 1-0 the count now on Seidel. Pitch from Greenwald coming up. There is the pitch. That is taken for a ball as well. 2-0 count very quickly on Kinsey Seidel. Josie Greenwald on the mound for Greenwald and Sons. Here is the 2-0 delivery coming up. Pitch on the way. He is firing it right in there.
You got it, Kinsey. Come on, Kinsey.
Countdown 3-0 on Seidel. Here is the pitch. And that's ball four. Seidel will head down to first. Oh, no, that's actually a strikeout on Seidel. And that's one out here in the top of the first. Stepping in, it's going to be Emily Smith batting second for Draper Insurance. Paige Greenwald with the pitch. That's in for strike one. Greenwald rocking and firing. She's got one strikeout. Has faced one hitter here in the top of the first inning. Greenwald is set with pitch. Here's the delivery, swing and a strike. And quickly an 0-2 count on Emily Smith. Go, 0-2 delivery coming up from Greenwald. That one bounces in for ball one. And the count now 1-2 on Smith. One, two delivery coming up from Paige Greenwald. Pitch on the way. And Greenwald. Smith takes one inside. That evens the count of 2-2. Pitch from Greenwald on the way. There's a swing and a strike. And it's 2-2 two down for Draper Insurance here in the top of the first inning. Coming to the plate, it's going to be Emma Forrestal. You are listening to Little League Softball Action. Western Wayne Little League on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Two outs top of the first inning here. Pitch on the way for Forrestal. That's in for strike one. Paige Greenwald so far has done a great job of getting first pitch strikes. One counts. It's Forrestal here. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for ball one. 1-1 the counts on Emma Forrestal here at the top of the first. Two outs, nobody on for Draper Insurance. Greenwald with the pitch. That's taken for a ball in the count. 2-2 now.
Don't be afraid to swing.
Got 2-2 delivery coming up from Greenwald. The hitter is Emma Forrestal.
You can do it.
Pitch on the way. And that is a strike, and that'll do it for the top of the first inning here. Three up, three down for Paige Greenwald. Three strikeouts. Citizens National Bank in Mount Erie introducing new mobile wallets. No fluff, no nonsense, no hidden fees. Just banking the way you need it. Get immediate notifications of each purchase and more. Citizens National Bank, Albion, Know Better Banking, member FDIC. One of our fine sponsors on Little League coverage here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. By the way, a birthday or anniversary, check out our birthday and anniversary show, 6:45 each morning, Monday through Friday. Call one in live, or if you'd like, just send to WFIWradio.com and click on the birthday and anniversary show, and we will get it on for you. All right, leading off for Greenwald Insurance is going to be Josie Greenwald. So Paige Greenwald set down Draper Insurance in order in the top of the first. Pitching for Draper Insurance going to be Addison Seidel. Chloe King will be the second baseman. Emily Smith is over at third base. Emma Forrestal is at second base. The shortstop is Elena Fry. The first baseman, Cheyenne Allen, in the outfield. Audrey Fly, Kenna Anselman. Jason Smith. And Bailey Austin, also in the outfield, is going to be Kinsey Seidel for Draper Insurance. In the pitcher is going to be Addison Seidel, and the first batter she will face is Josie Greenwald. Paige Greenwald set down. Draper Insurance in order. Top of first. We're set here for the bottom of the first inning. No score. Here at Western Wayne Little League. Greenwald steps in. Face Seidel. Pitch on the way, swing, and strike one. Got a crowd mic right up next to the behind the catcher here. That's the sound you just heard. 0-1 delivery coming up from Seidel. Greenwald looks at ball one. One and one the count now on Josie Greenwald. Bottom of the first, Kaylin Loker is in the on-deck circle. Paige Greenwald bats third. Anybody gets on, it's Kelby Wood. Pitch on the way. That one's going to be fouled off. And it's a 1-2 count on Josie Greenwald. Pitcher for Draper Insurance, Addison Seidel. Pitch on the way. That one. Going to be popped up on the infield. First baseman handles it for Draper Insurance, and it's one up, one down here in the bottom of the first for Draper Insurance. Kaylin Loker steps in. She'll bat second for Greenwald and Sons. Loker steps in. We'll face Addison Seidel. Seidel threw quite a few pitches to Greenwald to start that ball game. Here's the pitch. That's taken low for ball one. One 0 delivery coming up from Seidel. Pitch on the way. Taken low for ball two. Addison Seidel on the mound for Draper Insurance. Our opposing pitcher is Paige Greenwald. She set down Draper Insurance. 1-2-3 in the top of the first. There's a pitch for a strike. And it's 2-1 count. Pitch is on the way. That's high for ball three. Three won the count now on Loker.
Here we go now.
Pitch on the way. That swings and fouled off the plate. And the count now full at 3-2. Pitch on the way. And that's taken for a strike. First strike out of the ball game by Seidel, and that's two up, two down for Greenwald and Sons here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring in Paige Greenwalt, facing her opposite number in Kinsey Seidel, or Addison Seidel, rather. That's taken for a ball. One-oh count on Paige Greenwalt here. Bottom of the first, no score between Draper Insurance and Greenwalt & Sons in the Western Wayne Little League softball. Pitch on the way. That one bounces in for ball two. Nice stop by the catcher for Draper Insurance. Handle that one nicely. Pitch on the way. That's a swing and a strike. That was a high one. Paige Greenwalt could not lay off, and it's strike two. On deck, Kelby Wood. Pitch it on the way. Swing and a strike. That'll be two strikes on Greenwalt here. 2 outs, bottom of the first. No score between Greenwalt & Sons and Draper Insurance. Pitch on the way. That one going to be grounded right back to the pitcher. Throw over to first. And that'll do it. Three up, three down for Draper Insurance here in the bottom of the first. And that'll do it for one. No score between Draper Insurance and Greenwalt & Sons. Gary Andrews Rice State Farm, another one of our fine sponsors. Be it home or auto, Gary Andrews Rice State Farm Insurance gives you the advantage. Shop for a better rate today at GaryCanHelp.com. Another one of our fine sponsors this year. Ryan Rice, attorney at law. If you've been injured in an auto or semi crash, protect your rights with Rice. Ryan Rice, attorney at law. Ryan has handled many fatal auto and semi crash cases and has referred car crash cases by other attorneys. Call for your free consultation today at 618-919-1155 or 618-842-4471. Both teams, very good defense in the first inning. Paige Greenwalt set down Draper Insurance 1-2-3 in the top of the first, and then Addison Seidel steps down Greenwalt & Sons 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. For Draper Insurance here in the bottom of the first, or in the top of the second, it'll be Addison Seidel, Chloe King, Anna Fry. Anybody gets on, it's Cheyenne Allen for Draper Insurance. Paige Greenwalt completing her warm-up tosses. Action tomorrow night for you from the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. It's going to be minors league action between Premier Construction and Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm in that one. That'll be on the West Diamond, 6:30 our broadcast time tomorrow evening. Getting set for the top of the second. Want to say hi to Betty and Jack Wilson. Couldn't make it out to the ballpark this evening, but they are listening. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Leading off for Draper Insurance here to start the second, Addison Seidel. And she'll face Paige Greenwalt here with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Pitch on the way. It's taken low for ball one. One oh count on Addie Seidel. Paige Greenwalt is set. She's rocking and firing. Here's the pitch. That's taken inside for ball two. Quickly, a 2-0 count for Addie Seidel. Still a lot of daylight left, but the lights are on here at Wayne City. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. 2-1 counts. Beautiful evening here in Wayne City, but to the north of us, they've got some thunderstorms. About 45 minutes north of us in the Clay and Effingham County areas, they've got a few thunderstorms this evening. 2-1 delivery coming up. And that one taken for a ball by Seidel. And it's now 3-1. Seidel, the number four hitter for Draper Insurance. Chloe King, Anna Fry will bat after her, and then anybody gets on, it's Cheyenne Allen. Pitch on the way. That's taken up high for ball one, or ball four, rather. And Addison Seidel will go down to first. Chloe King bats now. King, another right-handed hitter for Draper Insurance. All righty so far for Draper. One on, nobody out. Addison Seidel, the first base runner of the ball game. Walk issued by Paige Greenwald. Chloe King looks at ball one. One-oh delivery coming up from Paige Greenwald. It's on the way. That one is going to be fouled off to the right side. Chloe King, a little late getting to that one. And the count now 1-1. All right, Greenwald is set. Now Chloe King is set in the box. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. And that one inside. Chloe King had to do a little dance to get out of the way of that one. And the count now 2-1. Paige Greenwald fires. That one fouled off the plate. And the count evens at 2-2. Addison Seidel on at first here in the top of the second. She reached on a walk to start the inning. And it's a 2-2 count now on Chloe King. Pitch on the way. That's up high for ball three. Count runs full. Three and two, the count now on King. Greenwald. Here's the pitch. That's up high for a ball. Now that count actually was, now it's 3-2. All right, Greenwald is set here. Pitch on the way. That one fouled off down the right field line. Actually, it bounces right in front of the Draper Insurance dugout, so I guess down the first base line. Count 3-2 on Chloe King here. Pitch on the way, King. Fouls that one off straight back off the screen. And she'll come back and start things over. Greenwald is set. Pitch on the way. That one's going to be popped up down the right field line. Going to be caught by the first baseman. And that's one out here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring in Anna Fry. She'll bat with one on and one out here in the top of the second inning. Facing Paige Greenwald. Outside of the walk, Greenwald has been perfect. Greenwald set. Fry is set. There's the swing. That one's going to be popped up out of play behind us. And it's 0-1 quickly on Anna Fry. Cheyenne Allen waits on deck. After that, it's J.C. Smith and Bailey Austin. And then back to the top of the order in Kenzie Seidel. One count on Anna Fry now. Greenwald is set. Here's the pitch. Fry fouls that one right back. And it's 0-2 quickly on Fry. Number six hitter for Draper Insurance. She's back with one on and one out. Addison Seidel down at first. Reached on a walk to start the second here. Pitch is coming up. That one low for ball one.
You got it, Anna. Come on, Anna. You got it.
1-2 to count on Anna Fry. He's set in the box. Greenwald is set. Here is the pitch. That one taking low for ball two. Down evens at 2-2 now. All the way. Green Wong looks at ball three. Count now full at 3-2 on Anna Fry. On deck, Cheyenne Allen. Fry back in the box. Greenwald is set. Pitch on the way. That one grounded down the third baseline and fair. And that's a base hit for Anna Fry. Seidel goes to second, then moves to third. We've got runners at the corner, one out for Cheyenne Allen. First lefty we've seen this evening. One out here. Top of the second, Draper Insurance threatening. Runners at the corners and one out. Paige Greenwald taking her time, going to compose herself here. In a little bit of trouble here at the top of the second. Pitch on the way. That's taken low for ball one by Allen. Pitch coming up. Swing. Kind of a check swing, and it's 2-0. Oh, and to the count. Pitch on the way. Allen swings. And quickly, it's two outs here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring in J.C. Smith. Smith bats here with two outs. Top of the second, runners at the corners. Here is the pitch from Paige Greenwald. That's taken for a strike. A low strike. And it's 0-1 on Allen. Or Smith, rather. Paige coming up. That's in for a strike. Oh, and to the count. Pitch on the way, swing. And a strike. And that will do it. Couple left on. Nobody scores, though, for Draper Insurance in the top of the second. And at the end of one and a half, it is Greenwald & Sons, 0. Draper Insurance, 0. Do you have a residential or commercial construction project in mind? If so, Greenwald & Sons Construction Company is the company for you. Greenwald, they don't build projects, they build relationships. A lot of their clients are returning customers because they know then they can rely and trust them to get the job done. Schedule your free estimate at 231-265 or 231-1414. Greenwald & Sons Construction and another one of our fine sponsors this year on Little League Baseball action. Bottom of the second inning here for Greenwald & Sons. It is going to be Kelby Wood, Lexi Sandy, and Alexis Johnson, 4, 5, and 6. If anybody gets on, it's Brianna Smith. Paige Greenwald got into a little bit of trouble there in the top of the second with runners at the corners and one out, then was able to get the final two batters at the top of the second on strikeouts. In the inning, nobody scoring. Addison Seidel back to the mound for Draper Insurance. And we are set for the bottom of the second. Kelby Wood leading things off here for Greenwald & Sons. Seidel completes her warm-up tosses. And now as she is set to face Kelby Wood, leading off the bottom of the second inning here for Greenwald & Sons. Thank you. All right, now they get the ball in after the warm-up, and we are set. Wood steps in, number four hitter for Green Walton Sons. We'll face Addison Seidel here. Bottom of the second inning, Seidel's first pitch. And bounces in, and that's ball one. One and oh the count on Kelby Wood. Pitch on the way. Wood rounds it over towards short. Shortstop for Draper Insurance handles that one on the line drive, and that's one out here. Nice. He's hitting by Wood. Just took that one and took it right over to the shortstop for Draper Insurance, who made a nice play on the line drive, and it's one out here. Bottom of the second inning for Lexi Sandy. What Kelby Wood, who is catching this afternoon or this evening, really thought she had a base hit on that one. Pitch on the way, and it's two strikes quickly on Lexi Sandy. Seidel is set. There's a swing and a strike. And it's two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Alexis Johnson will step in now for Green Walton Sons. Still no score. We are just about halfway through this one. Johnson steps in. There's the pitch, swing, and a strike on a high one. And it's 0-1 quickly on Alexis Johnson, rather. Johnson, number six hitter for Green Walton Sons. Seidel with the pitch. That one fouled off the plate. Goes over to the on-deck circle. And it's 0-2 quickly on Alexis Johnson.
One more.
Pitch on the way. Good eye by Johnson. That's taken for ball one. One and two the count. Alexis Johnson at the plate. Pitch on the way. That's high for ball two. Two and two the count now on Johnson. Pitch on the way. Johnson fights that one off. Nice pitch by Seidel. And it's another foul ball. Count remains even, two and two. Two strike pitch coming up from Seidel. That one taken for a ball. Pitch on the way. That's in the dirt. Seidel, after getting ahead of Johnson, walks Alexis. The Sens are down to first. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Brianna Smith batting with one on the walk to Alexis Johnson. And now Elena White will bat. Just got informed that Brianna Smith is not in the lineup this evening. So Elena White will bat. Pitch on the way. White swings, and there's a strike. Two outs here. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch on the way. That's high for the ball. On deck is Claire Stitch. Pitch on the way from side. Yeah. Swing and a strike. And that's two strikes on Elena White. Everybody bats here in the Western Wayne Little League softball. That pitch high for a ball. May not play the field, but you do get to bat in this one. Two strikes on Elena White. And Seidel looking to get out of a two-out walk. And now Seidel has walked two in a row. Elena White goes down to first. Blair Stitch will bat. Two out, a couple on. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch on the way, Stitch. Looks at ball one low. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a strike. Count evens at one and one. Pitch from Seidel on the way. That one in the dirt for a ball. Throws back the catcher. And we'll set things back up. All right, Addison Seidel with the pitch. And that's taken for a strike. Now two strikes on Alana White. Another clear stitch. Jalen Harris on deck. And Emma Lewis in the hole here. That one. There's a strikeout. And then to do it, a couple left on for Green Walton Stuns here in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody scores, though. And at the end of two, it's Graper Insurance 0 and Green Walton Stuns 0. You are listening to Little League Softball action on WFIW 104.9, WFIWradio.com. Hosselton Funeral Home, when a loved one has passed, trust Hosselton Funeral Home to arrange a warm and heartfelt gathering as you say your final goodbyes. Hosselton Funeral Home's caring staff will be there. Call Hosselton Funeral Home at 673-2131. Jason Greenwald Farms would like to invite everyone out to the Diamonds this summer to catch a ball game. Proud supporter of National Little League Week 2018. A couple more of our fine sponsors this year on Little League action for you on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. I want to thank all of our sponsors, Citizens National Bank in Mount Airy, Gary Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwald Construction, Hosselton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms, Pioneer Seed Sales, and Vex Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwald. For Draper Insurance here in the top of the third, it is going to be Bailey Austin, and then back at the top of the lineup in Kenzie Seidel. Anybody, and then Emily Smith. Anybody gets on, it's Emma Forrestal. No score here. We get set for the top of the third inning here between Draper Insurance and Greenwald & Sons Construction. Baines Greenwald completing her warm-up tosses. She does. There's the ball coming in from the infield warm-up. And we're set for action here in the top of the third inning. Bailey Austin leading things off here for Draper Insurance. All right, that is actually Jason Smith, my mistake. All right, Smith bats here. And then it's going to be Bailey Austin. Pitch on the way. And that is two strikes quickly on Jason Smith. And there is a strikeout. AC Smith swings at a high one for the third strike, and that'll bring Bailey Austin into bat now. After her, it's back to the top of the lineup in Kinsey Seidel. Stay in there, Bailey. Austin is set. Here's the pitch from Greenwald. Pitch from Greenlawn on the way. In for a ball. Pitch on the way from Paige Greenwald. That's taken for a strike. And it's a 2-1 count on Bailey Austin here. Pitch is on the way. That will be a strikeout of Austin. And we are back to the top of the lineup in Kinsey Seidel. Two outs here, top of the third. Greenwald, after running into a little bit of trouble there in the second, is really right at the ship here in the top of the third. Two up, two down. Jason Kinsey, Seidel, Seidel. He said one to the inside, that's ball one. One 0 delivery coming up from Paige Greenwald. Pitch on the way. And that is taken for ball two. Quickly, it's a 2-0 count on Kinsey Seidel. Here in the top of the third. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. That's taken for a strike. And it's a 2-1 count on the Draper Insurance leadoff hitter, Kinsey Seidel. Seidel 0 for 1 on the evening. Pitch is coming up. That's high for the ball. Green long. That's taken for a strike. And it's two strikes now on Kinsey Seidel. Greenwald, Paige Greenwald flirting with striking out the side here in the top of the third. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. And that's a strikeout. Paige Greenwald strikes out the side here in the top of the third inning. And that'll do it for 2.5. Still 0-0. Draper Insurance and Greenwald and Sons action from the Western Wayne Little League softball girls action. You're listening to Little League action on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Back after this.
From farms to construction sites to home projects, millions of people run heavy equipment every day and are at risk when operating around electrical equipment. Watch out for overhead power lines when operating dump trucks or equipment with extensions. Keep equipment at least 10 feet away from lines and use a spotter when working with tall loads. For more safety information, visit safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council with support from Ameren, Illinois.
Welcome back to Wayne City. My name is Mark Turner. Derek Dunn back at the studio. He is turning knobs and pushing buttons, or pushing knobs and turning buttons. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing this evening. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for Greenwald and Sons, it's going to be Jalen Harris, Emma Lewis, and then back to the top of the lineup in Josie Greenwald. Madison Seidel. Walking her warm-up tosses. And we are set for action here in the bottom of the third. No score. They're from the Western Wayne Little League. And that'll be Jalen Harris to the plate. Pitch on the way. Harris looks at one in the dirt for ball one. One and oh, the count on Jalen Harris here. Bottom of three. Pitch on the way. That's high for ball two. Two and oh, the count on Jalen Harris. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for Greenwald and Sons Construction. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. Right at the knees. One and two, the count now on Harris. One, two, delivery coming up. There's a strike. And the count even now, two and two. Addison Seidel pitching a shutout through three and through two innings here. And here's a strikeout of Jalen Harris. Emma Lewis steps to the plate now. And the on-deck circle is going to be Josie Greenwald. Seidel working quickly. That one up high for ball one. Both Greenwald and Seidel are working quickly. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. Nice pitch by Seidel there. And the count now one and one. One-one delivery on the way. That's taken for strike two. Okay, two strikes now on Emma Lewis. Pitch on the way from Seidel, swing, and a strike. And it's two strikeouts in a row here for Addison Seidel, and that'll bring in the leadoff hitter, Josie Greenwald, for Greenwald & Sons. Two outs here, bottom of three. Pitch from Seidel on the way. There's strike. 0-1 the count. Greenwald right back in the box. She's ready. Seidel with the 0-1 delivery. That one's in the dirt for ball one. One and one the count on. Josie Greenwald. Pitch on the way from Seidel, swing and a strike. And it's 1-2 count. And it's Greenwald swung at a high one. One and two the count at Seidel. Working quickly. Here is the pitch. That one going to be toward first base, handled by the first baseman. And that'll be three up, three down for Greenwald & Sons here in the third. And at the end of three, it is Greenwald & Sons, 0. Draper Insurance, 0. Another one of our fine sponsors this evening, the Little Red Barn. You know, when the hungry's hit the Little Red Barn in Wayne City. Offering a delicious menu with daily specials and even pizza and sub sandwiches. Stop by their location at 802 West Robinson in Wayne City. Or you can give them a call at 895-2288. We ate dinner at the Little Red Barn just before the game. Good stuff. Their pies over at the Little Red Barn. Top of the fourth inning here for Draper Insurance. It's going to be 2-3 and 4. Emily Smith, Emma Forrestall, Addison Seidel. Anybody gets on, Chloe King will step to the plate here in the top of the fourth to face Paige Greenwald for Greenwald & Sons. Greenwald leading her warm-up tosses. And it is going to be Emily Smith, Emma Forrestall, Addison Seidel face Praise Greenwald here in the top of the fourth inning. Greenwald completing her warm-up tosses, and Smith will step in. Both pitchers working quickly tonight as things have cooled down considerably here in Wayne City. Possibility of some rain tomorrow, 50% chance. We do know some thunderstorms and rain hit the areas north of us, about 45 minutes an hour north of us this evening. Right here, though, it's beautiful here in Wayne City. That one rounds it over to third. Third baseman for Greenwalt and Sons picks it up, and it's a 5-3 put out, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And that'll bring in Emma Forrestal for Draper Insurance. Forrestal, 0-for-1 on the night. Greenwalt is ready. Pitch on the way. That's taken for strike one. O-1 delivery coming up from Greenwald. Pitch is on the way. And that's low for ball one. One the count on Emma Forrestal here. Pitch from Paige Greenwald coming up. That's taken high for ball two. 2-1 the count on Forrestal. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. And the count now even at 2-2. Two two delivery to Forrestal coming up. Swing and a strike. And that's two outs here on the top of the fourth. Addison Seidel steps in. Plays her opposite number here on the top of the fourth. Seidel also actually 0-for-1. She reached on a walk. Back in the second. Seidel is set. Paige Greenwalt with the pitch.
It's okay. You take it.
Addison Seidel. Pitch on the way. That one's up high for a ball. Pitch. Paige Greenwalt taking low for ball. Pitch coming up from Greenwalt. There's the pitch, that one straight up the gut. And that is the first base hit of the evening. Seidel pushing for three, and she'll be in with a stand-up triple. Seidel sent that one straight up the middle. It ran all the way to the wall, and she chugged around second into third for a stand-up triple. And now Chloe King will bat with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And a runner on third, and Addie Seidel. It looks like Anna Fry. Okay, here comes. Okay, now we're set. Chloe King is out in the box now. Addison Seidel on third after the leadoff triple here in the fourth. And with nobody out. Or with one out, right? King over to third. Mishandled. It'll be a base hit. And it's a 1-0 lead for Draper Insurance here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring in Anna Fry. King over at first. One out here. Top of the fourth inning. Draper Insurance is pushed across the run. And Anna Fry will bat here with Chloe King at first. King, the RBI single.
Come on, Anna. Come on, Anna.
Yeah. One out here. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. Over to third. Picked up a third over to first. Mishandled by the first baseman. And that's going to allow Fry to move up to second. And a second run to score for Draper Insurance. And then Fry moves over to third on the throw home. So Anna Fry hit one over the third. It was picked up cleanly by the third baseman and then over to first, mishandled by the first baseman. She took second. Chloe King went to third and then scored. They got it back in, and it's 2-0. Draper Insurance. Now looks like they're going to send Fry back to second. Okay. Okay, we've got a okay, they're going to send okay. All right, they're going to send King back to third and Fry over to second. Had to bring in Cheyenne Allen to bat. 1-0 Draper Insurance here, top of the fourth. One out. Runners at second and third for Cheyenne Allen. The lefty batting here with ducks on the pond. That one taken low for ball one. Sights and sounds of the ballpark for you on a Tuesday night. Beautiful Tuesday evening here at the ballpark. That pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Allen. Action tomorrow night from Fairfield. It's a minors league action between Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm and Premier Construction. 1-1 delivery coming up, swing, and a strike by Allen. She'll strike out. And it's two outs here. Top. No, okay, I was correct. That was just the second strike on Allen. So Allen will bat here with two strikes. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. That one swung on. And foul tip. Okay, yeah, foul tip. So it's a foul ball. Now Allen is set. Greenwald set. Here is the pitch. That one. Sent out toward left field. That's going to be down for a base hit by Cheyenne Allen. One run across. Now a second run is going to score, and it's 3-0 in favor of Draper Insurance on the RBI single by Cheyenne Allen. Allen trotted back over to the dugout. Thought she had struck out, but actually she only had two strikes. She found tip one at the plate, and then a nice little hit over to left field, and it's 3-0 in favor of Draper Insurance. Had to bring in Kenna Anselman. Pitch on the way from Greenhow. Greenwald, rather. That one on the inside for a ball. Oh, no, the count on Anselman. Pitch coming up. And that's called strike. 1-1 the count.
Come on, Kenna, you got this!
One won the count on Anselman. Runner at first is Cheyenne Allen. Pitch on the way. That's up high for a ball. And it's 2-1. Pitch coming up, swing, and a strike. And it's two strikes on Anselman now. On deck, J.C. Smith. Pitch on the way. Anselman fouls that one off at the plate. Paige Greenwald is set. Here is the pitch. That's taken low for a ball. Pitch on the way, swing, and a strike. And Anselman will strike out to end the inning. Draper Insurance picks up three, though. And at the end of 3.5, it is Draper Insurance 3. Greenwalton Stuns 0.
What was that?
This is Little League softball action on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, one call does it all. Field and tile repair, terraces, excavation, and more. Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking makes it easy. One bill, one piece. Call 648-2266. Another one of our fine sponsors for Little League softball action. We appreciate all of our sponsors. If you enjoy the broadcast, you see them out, about any one of our 12 sponsors, tell them thank you. Thank you for supporting Little League baseball and softball during National Little League Week. Last week, of course, was the week. Good to get them all in, so we've extended our Little League Week coverage to this week. One more game this week, and we'll wrap things up for 2018's Little League coverage. It'll be Premier Construction and Carrie Andrews Rice State Farm tomorrow from the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. Our broadcast about 6:30 with all of the pregame information for you as we get set for action on that one. Bottom of four here for Greenwalt and Sons. It's going to be 2, 3, and 4. Kaylin Loker, Paige Greenwalt, Kelby Wood. Anybody gets on, it's Lexi Sandy for Greenwalt and Sons. Draper Insurance picks up 3 in the top of the fourth. It is 3-0. All right, Addison Seidel has completed her warm-up tosses. Now she'll drop back to the mound, and Kaylin Loker steps in. Loker 0 for 1 on the evening. Bottom of the fourth here. Western Wayne Little League action. That one taken high for ball 1. 1-0 the count on Loker. And that's taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. One the count on Kaylin Loker, number 2 hitter for Greenwalt Sons. Pitch on the way. That one right over the head of Loker, and the count is now 2-1. All right, Loker steps back in. 2-1 count on her. Seidel is ready. Here's the pitch. And that's in for a strike. Evens the count at 2-2. We have had a fun spring and summer of baseball and softball action for you. Frontier Community College baseball and softball, Fairfield High School baseball and softball. Now action from Western Wayne Little League and then the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. That one fouled off, and the count remains 2-2. The count on Loker. Paige Greenwald in the on-deck circle.
All right.
And that's taken for strike 3. Call third strike on Loker, and Paige Greenwald will step in.
That's up.
3-0, Draper and Sons leading Greenwalt and Sons. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way. Greenwalt. Grounds are fouled on the third baseline. And it's an 0-1 count on the Greenwalt and Sons pitcher.
Here we go.
Pitch on the way. That one. That'll be fouled up on the right side. Catcher for Draper Insurance just about had it, kind of lost in the lights just a bit. And quickly, it's an 0-2 count on Greenwalt.
Here we go now. One more.
Pitch coming up. That's up high for a ball. Addison Seidel wasting one there, trying to get Paige Greenwalt the fish. One and two the count. One out here, bottom of four. That one fouled off by Greenwalt. And the count remains 1-2. On deck is Kelby Wood. All right. Paige coming up from Seidel in the dirt. Four ball. 2-2 the count now on Paige Greenwald.
Right here now, right here, Eddie.
Those pitchers have been working quickly. That one. That's going to be a base hit into center, left center field. Greenwald digging for second. Goes all the way around. She'll go for third. Greenwald rounds third, checking for home, and it's an inside the park home run for Paige Greenwald. And it's a 3-1 lead for Draper Insurance now. Greenwald and Sons cutting into that lead. Let her bring Kelby Wood up to the plate, batting with one out here, nobody on. Greenwald and Sons did get their first run of the ball game. An inside the park home run by by Paige Greenwald. Pitch from side out. Wood swinging. She'll send it over to left field. And that is a base hit for Kelby Wood. Let's see, Sandy will bat now. One out and one on.
One out.
Let's see, Sandy.
Up.
Is batting here on deck is going to be Alexis Johnson. Pitch on the way, swing and a strike. Sandy swinging one high and out of the zone. Kelby Wood over at first after the single. And Sandy looks at the ball.
One more right here, Addy. Right here,
pitch on the way from
good
side out, swing and a strike. Sandy goes down swinging. That'll bring in Alexis Johnson. Batting here with two out and one on in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way. Johnson swinging. She fouls one off. And strike one on Alexis Johnson. On deck, Elena White. Where Stitch is in the hole. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth. Greenwald and Sons got their first run, first and only run on an inside the park home run from Paige Greenwald. Runner first is Kelby Wood after a single. Now Allison Seidel looking to settle down here and get the third out of the inning. Heflin taken for a ball. Pitch on the way, that one fouled off and out of play over the fence.
Two
strikes now on Alexis Johnson. Addy Seidel looking to get out of this fourth inning. Just one run across the plate. There's a strike. That'll do it. One runner left on. Greenwald and Sons gets one. And at the end of four, it is Draper Insurance 3, Greenwald and Sons 1. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
It's National Little League Week. That means Little League Baseball and Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Check out the local sports page for the complete schedule over the next week and a half. Little League Baseball and Softball brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, Harry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwald Construction, House of and Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Wheel Strut Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms, Pioneer Seed Sales, and Bex Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwald's.
J.C. Smith going to lead things off here for Draper Insurance here in the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Bailey Austin, Kinsey Seidel, and anyone gets on, it'll be Emily Smith batting for Draper and Draper Insurance. Draper leading Green Walton Sons here in the top of the fifth, 3-1. All four of the runs scored in this ballgame coming in the fourth inning. Action tomorrow night from Fairfield Girls Softball Association. It's Minors League action at 6:30 p.m. It'll be Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm taking on Premier Construction. All right, Paige Greenwald, who had the inside of the park home run. Got to get a couple of warm-up tosses here. Pitch on the way. For the warm-up toss. And we'll get things going here. With J.C. Smith bat, Bailey Austin, and Kinsey Seidel. Anybody gets on, Emily Smith, ball's in, and we are set for action here in the top of the fifth. With Draper leading Green Walton Sons, 3-1.
One, two, three, girl.
All right, J.C. Smith steps in. Pitch on the way. And J.C. Smith looks at strike one. No one to count on Smith. Pitch on the way. Swing and a strike, and that's strike two. The two count very quickly on J.C. Smith. Greenwald. He is ready. Here is the pitch. That's taken for a ball. And the count now 1-2. Pitch coming up. That's high for ball two. 2-2 the count now on J.C. Smith. Top of the fifth here, Draper Insurance, leading Green Walton Sons 3-1. Western Wayne Little League action for you on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. J.C. Smith looks ball three. And the count full at 3-2. Come on, JC! Does not want to lose this first out of the fifth. Pitch on the way. And that's ball four. Bailey Austin throws to the plate here. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. One runner on, and J.C. Smith reached on a walk. Paige Greenwald is set. Pitch on the way from Greenwald. That one's a little bit inside for ball one. One old delivery coming up. That's up high for ball two. Two and oh the count on Austin. Pitch on the way. Austin looks at a strike. One and two now. Kinsey Seidel on deck. Leadoff hitter for Draper Insurance. Emily Smith is in the hole here. Pitch coming up from Greenwald. And that is strike three. Austin, first out of the inning. And that'll bring in Kinsey Seidel to bat.
One out, runner on first in J.C. Smith. Kenzie Seidel, she'll bat here. Leadoff hitter for Draper Insurance. Pitch coming up. And it's in for a strike. On deck, Emily Smith. Pitch on the way from Greenwalt. That's taken low for ball one. One won the count on Kenzie Smith. Pitch on the way. And that's strike three on Smith. So Kenzie Smith strikes out. That'll bring in Kenzie Seidel strikes out. That'll bring in Emily Smith. Two out. One on. Top of five. High swing and strike for Smith. And it's 0-1. That one's taken high for ball one. Count evens at 1-1. Pitch coming up. Smith looks at ball two. That one a little bit low and inside. Pitch coming up. Smith grounds it over toward first baseman. Picks it up. And Smith is over at first. That'll bring in Emma Forrestal. Two on, two outs. Top of five.
Big hitter, Emma. Big hitter now. Come on, Emma.
Greenwald is set. Here is the pitch. That went up high for ball one. Pitch on the way. That went in the dirt for ball two. 2-0 the count on Forrestal. Number three hitter for Draper Insurance. Two outs, two on, top of five. Draper Insurance leading Greenwalt and Sons 3-1. Pitch coming up. And that's taken for a ball. Three and oh, the count. On the way. And that's ball four. And that will load the bases for Addison Seidel. Seidel tripled and scored back in the fourth. Scored the first of the three runs for Draper Insurance in the top of the fourth. Here in the top of the fifth, she bats with two outs and the base is loaded. Seidel set for the pitch. That one going to be fouled straight up and into the screen behind home plate. Count now on Seidel. Pitch on the way, that one. Behind Seidel for ball one.
1-1 the count, two outs here, top of the fifth. Bases are loaded for Draper Insurance. And Addison Seidel, cleanup hitter for Draper. Pitch coming up, Seidel. Looks at ball two. Pitch on the way. That one's in the dirt for ball three. Three and one the count. Great hitters count for Seidel here. Pitch on the way, Seidel. Pops that one up. It's in foul territory. And ball's foul down the third base line. And the count now full at 3-2. No rain here in Wayne City this evening. Rain expected tomorrow. 50% chance of showers tomorrow. 3-2 count on Seidel. Here is the pitch. And Seidel looks at ball four. That will push across the fourth run for Draper Insurance here in the top of the fifth inning. On a bases loaded walk by Paige Greenwalt. Koa King's now going to bat for Draper Insurance. All right, King into the box. Greenwald is set, two outs. Bases loaded here, top of the fifth. One run across for Draper makes the score 4-1. Pitch coming up. King swinging a strike. Pitch coming up. King looks at one in the dirt. Ball one. 1-1 the count on Chloe King. Pitch on the way. There's a strike. And the count now 1-2. Two outs, bases loaded here. Top of five. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a ball. 2-2 the count now on King. Pitch coming up. And that is a strikeout. Yep, that is a strikeout of Coy King. That'd do it for the top of the fifth. Draper leaves the bases loaded, but they do get one, and they'd lead 4-1 at the end of 4.5. Neal's Truck Parts, Inc. Shop Neal's large inventory of new and used truck parts to fix what's broken or making what's already there a whole lot better. Start your engines at neilstruckparts.com or call 648-2969. If it goes in your engine or anywhere on your car, you'll find it at Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City. Stop by your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts and talk to the guys today at 210 West Robinson Avenue in Wayne City, or you can call 895-2108. Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City, where you get the good stuff. Another couple of our fine sponsors here on Little League Baseball and Softball. Brought to you this year by Citizens National Bank in Mount Airy, Carrie Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice, attorney at law, Greenwald Construction, Hosselton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, the Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwald's. Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, growing more than just crops. Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, located at 317 County Road 1050 North in Keens.
Call David Reed, your Pioneer Seed dealer, at 839-0842. Proud supporter of National Little League Week 2018. For Greenwalt and Sons, here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it is going to be Alexis Johnson, Elena White, and Claire Stitch. Anybody gets on, it's going to be Jalen Harris. Balls are in. Addison Seidel is set. It'll be Alexis Johnson leading things off here.
That's game, guys. Lightning.
Yeah.
Eddie, you got this.
Game over.
All right. They have seen some lightning back off in the north. And that is going to be it. Draper Insurance wins this one 4-1. Your Bex Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald understands the benefits of soil biology and can even improve your soil's health. Contact Richie Greenwald, your locally known and trusted Bex Hybrid Seed Sales Representative today at 231-1539. That is going to wrap it this evening for Little League softball action. Lightning has forced the cancellation of this one in the bottom of the fifth. Draper Insurance, though, gets the win. 4-1 over Greenwalt and Sons. For Derek Dunn back to the studios, I'm Mark Turner. We'll see you tomorrow evening at Southwest Park, 6:30, as Premier Construction takes on Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm in minors league action. That'll do it for tonight. Again, the final, Draper Insurance 4, Greenwalt and Sons 1. Again, for Derek Dunn, I'm Mark Turner. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Mark and Tom for the WFIW Morning Show, and we want to hear from you.
That's right. Have you gone somewhere, done something? Have you snapped a selfie? Well, now you can send it to us.
Check out the Out and About banner on our homepage at WFIWradio.com. Click on that banner and tell us what you've been up to.
Send us a picture, and we'll post it on our website and share it with the world.
Remember, that's the Out and About page on WFIWradio.com.
The Big 3-Dub.
Thanks for listening. This National Little League Week broadcast has been brought to you by Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Home, Greenwald Construction, Hasselton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwald's.